Set the floor.
Hey, y'all. It's Shonda.
It's Nay.
And this is...
What is it?
Hey, y'all. It's Shonda.
No, shit.
And it's Nate. And y'all are listening to Baycast. So... a few of you guys have been reaching out regarding Baycast and wondering when we were going to record another episode, and we've just been all over the place. So I finally got Mr. Jim City Nate to sit down with me.
Yeah, how y'all doing?
And we just want to share a little bit with you guys. It's been a while. So first off, I want to say that I think the last time we left off, we were still in two different cities. And as you guys know, a lot of you have seen on social media that Mr. Nathan has moved up to Columbus.
Yes, I moved my ass up to the C-Bus.
So, you know, a few things that have changed is he has a new job, obviously.
Yes.
We both have experienced great success in what we are doing professionally.
Working on it.
And we are still full-time, or well, yeah, full-time, yeah, out of our full-time entrepreneurs on the side. So a few things we wanted to talk about this episode. I wanted to make sure that I start to give you guys a consensus thought so that I'm not all over the place.
A consent, a what?
Consensus thought.
That's a word, right?
Yes, it is.
It's a word, y'all.
So this episode, we're going to talk a little bit about patience. Because in a relationship, you have to have patience. And also, I think that with this move, there has been some challenges. I know for me personally, I have felt a little bit of a strain with the time that we've been able to spend with each other.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I felt a little bit, but not as much. But that is my personal opinion. I personally feel that nothing has changed except the fact that we are both in the same city. But I think the level of wanting to see one another has grown. But because of work schedules, opportunity is vastly slim.
Okay. Over there being a TV personality.
Hey, man, you know I gotta be precise and concise, right?
And so Nate let you tell it, he feels like not much has changed, and that it's just, you know, that we're in the same city, so it seems as though we should spend more time together, but we're both busy. And that's correct as well. Like, his point is valid, his perspective is valid, but from my perspective, we went from spending weekends together, so we're literally spending Friday, Saturday, and then some of Sunday together. All together, it's about 2 full days. And then we go back to the work week, and we're on our own. We're doing our own thing. So to me, I felt like those 2 days that we spent together, because Friday I would get down here at nighttime, Sunday I would leave probably afternoon. Those days, I felt like we soaked in so much personal time. And I feel like now we do spend time together, but we're so busy that when we get together, it's like I'm on my way to bed because it be late and Nate's schedule is different and Nate be up. So that's what we've been dealing with.
But I also got to mention, too, my last job schedule was Monday through Friday.
Yes.
This one, it's... my Monday is Friday, and my schedule varies. So Monday, yeah, Tuesday, Friday, I work from 3 p.m. to 12 a.m. Mm-hmm. And Saturday, Sunday, I work from 3 p.m. No, Monday, Tuesday, Friday, I work 12 a.m. or p.m. to 8 at night. And then Saturday, Sunday, I work 3 p.m. to 12 a.m.
Yes, he does.
You see how it didn't mess me up? So my days off is Wednesday, Thursday.
And yeah, so his Fridays are Mondays, which is crazy. Or your Fridays are Tuesdays.
No, my Fridays.
If you work Tuesday, you off Wednesday, Thursday, so your Fridays are Tuesday.
Yeah. My Fridays is Tuesdays.
But
ain't nobody turning up on Tuesday.
Yeah, so yeah, so it makes a lot of sense as to why this strain to me is there. However, the reason why the topic of this episode is patience is because you have to have patience to progress with your relationship when you do experience these changes and these trajectories that you can't necessarily see when you first.
Yeah, keep going. Miss P.
Like that.
Miss P.
Those changes and those trajectories that we have, we can't foresee them all the time. So you have to be able to have patience to be able to work through those things.
Mm-hmm.
If you respond on everything you feel right in the moment, or if you just, you know, let whatever you feel be the end all be all to, you know, the growth that you're supposed to experience, then you will never succeed in a relationship, whether it be work, whether it be a romantic relationship. There's been also a lot of rocky roads for me in my professional life, and I can speak on that because I'm super comfortable with that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just been a rocky road just trying to get into my new position and fill it out. So just having a lot of patience has been very important, I think. And another big thing about that is us as a couple being able to communicate and, you know, be honest with each other and talk about things.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah.
Would you agree?
Yeah. It's just a matter of which party is willing to, you know, be open about what one another has to say. Because I think some of the strain that one of us has been feeling has been because one of us has said, hey, you know, maybe we should, you know, take some more time to ourselves. I mean, because I think that was an advantage that we were both still in the same city. I mean, you know, we both should enjoy some time to ourselves to get some personal stuff done towards our entrepreneur endeavors.
Yeah. I never but thought there was anything wrong with you time to yourself.
Yeah, you know, but that wasn't the reaction I got at first.
I think it's because, y'all, Nate is a lone wolf. Nate will say he wants time to himself, but his time to himself, in his mind, is like, all right, I'm going to take about 6 days.
However long it takes to get something
like
done.
One day. And so for me, it's more so like I'm very self-driven. Like, I can do a lot on my own. Like, you guys have seen it. I'll take myself to lunch. I'll go and I'll take myself to lunch.
I hope you take your ass.
I'll go to
lunch.
Bars, like, by myself. Shit. Like, yo, I just like to interact.
If I'm hungry, I must go.
And especially living in Columbus, I will take myself to events by myself. Like, it's just no problem for me because I'm so social. But you also want that warm body, and you want to have, you know, that cuddle time, that, you know, that session with your babe. And
I'm still tripping. She said, I go to lunch.
It really wasn't.
I hope you do, nigga.
No, it really wasn't lunch, though. It was brunch. I meant to say brunch. I took myself to first
You took
watch.
Yourself to on get something to eat.
But by myself on a weekend for brunch. That's a big thing. Girls don't do that. I do it.
You can go to the drive-thru at McDonald's.
No, mm-mm. That's not what we bougie girls do.
Yeah, that's the other thing y'all got to deal with.
I'm not that bougie. He thinks I'm bougie.
But you gladly say you bougie.
Me, I am, but not to the extent of how you be seeing me.
Bougie is bougie. It don't matter if it's a little bougie or a lot of bougie. You got bougie in the atmosphere right now.
You want a girl to be bougie because you do not want a girl that just doesn't give a damn.
That is self-aware. Bougie is like,
well, I'm self-aware, guys.
If you neck popping and if you lip popping and neck snapping and flaring your arm up, that's bougie.
Yeah, don't like bougie.
Yeah, if you talk with your palm, if I understand more of what you're saying with your palm than what's coming out of your mouth, you bougie. That's just what it is.
Oh my God. I hear you.
Open palm means shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear shit.
But no, so basically y'all get what we're trying to say. It's just been a little rough, and more so on my end than Nate's end, as far as the distance and space and time and whatnot.
I've been cool, y'all. I've been cool. We good. I've been cool.
So I say all that to say some of the things that we did that I felt like helped and Nate took the initiative to do that I appreciated and I always appreciate is that he asked questions. He inquired further when he could sense I had a little bit of an attitude.
Hold on, what? What?
You asked questions and inquired further.
You talking like a damn travel catalog. Like we going to fucking Aspen.
I just talk how I was taught. This is what I did growing up, is I used big words.
We took our skis to the mountain resorts of Lake Minnetonka.
But no, so Nate, because since I had an attitude, and whenever he did that, he pried. Because sometimes I try to just water it down until it's kind of not there. Because sometimes I feel like you have to pick and choose the right moments to have deep conversations. Like, you don't always want to have a deep conversation every time you're feeling some type of way. Sometimes you gotta sit with your feelings and just feel them and understand what you're feeling.
I disagree, because then you're bottling it up. No. And you're already addressing. If you got something to say, I'd much rather you say it, because you hiding it and me prying it out of you, it's just like it's like trying to address the elephant in the room. Like, nobody, everybody see it, everybody know it, everybody feel the tension, but nobody want to say nothing. I'm willing to pop that balloon.
But when it gets to that point is when you're supposed to talk about it. So that's why it worked well in that moment. What I'm saying is I may be feeling like the strain and be feeling these emotions beforehand, and I don't necessarily bring it to you right then and there, because I have to sit with it and I have to understand what I'm feeling first. And that's a part of being patient, is you have to sit and feel your feelings before you try to bring somebody else into the situation to help you work those feelings out. One thing that I believe in is that we are individuals first, and we will be individuals last. So you may get into a romantic relationship, you may have kids, you may do all of these things in your life, but you have to have the best relationship with yourself, because you are one person at the end of the day. No matter how many kids you have, no matter who you're married to, you're one person. And so that one person has to be whole before you can expect anything else. So the times that I don't bring the conversation up is because I want to figure out exactly what I feel, so that when we do talk about it, that I can articulate and not be, basically articulate better and understand how to explain what I'm really feeling.
You don't want to misperceive something. Or misconstrue something, whatever. Or jump the gun.
Exactly. And then, like, we get to the point where, like I said, Nate, he would start to inquire and pry a little bit. At that point, it needs to happen, because there's obviously, like he said, an elephant in the room.
And I ain't trying to ask the same thing over and over again.
But also, to my credit, Nate isn't as much of a talker. So I can ask Nate how he feels.
And I'll be like, I'm good.
It'd be the same answer.
Shit, ain't much to it. I'm good.
If I'm not, I'm not. Like I said, he's a lone wolf. And he is very, Nate's like a mad scientist. So he can literally, like, his frustrations, whenever Nate is frustrated, 9 times out of 10, it's coming from a program glitch, or he's trying to teach himself a new skill.
I'll take it.
But yeah, y'all. So I guess to sum it up, the best things you can do for your relationship, in my opinion, when it comes to these type of situations where you have feelings that you're feeling, animosities that are building, and you want to very much so keep your relationship, a few things that I think are important. One, for your significant other just to hear you. Like, if they can display that they hear you, whether it be through inquiring, like, are you okay? you don't seem okay. You want to talk about it, things like that. And just really being present for that conversation once the conversation is starting.
So what are you giving me that look for?
I'm just looking, making sure you hear me. We're having a convo.
Mm-hmm.
And then from both ends, you have to understand what that person said. You have to take it in, and you have to push past the animosities or the walls or the barriers that either of you are feeling. And I think you can do that if you do actively listen to your significant other.
You think you did that?
You don't think I did?
No, I ain't say that. I'm just saying. I'm asking you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I do that. I think we both do a good job of communicating.
Mm-hmm.
Nate thinks that I like hold stuff in.
Nah.
And I can at times.
You do. You hold stuff in. You be secret trapping questions.
No, I don't do that. You just always think a question. Nate, you got a hidden agenda between every question. Trap question, because he thinks that I'm asking questions so that I could be like, "Why'd you say that?"
He'll ask a question and be like, "Nah, like what
like
you
a
got?
Babe,
on?
Do these pants make me look fat?" And he'd be like,
"I don't
is
see
that
no
a
pants.
Trick question.
I don't see
That's
no
my
pants,
thing, y'all." He thinks everything is a trick question.
No, like when you asked me that other night, when we went out to shout out to Joey, shout out to Trick, shout out to Cassius Keys.
Shout out to Joey, Trigg, and Cassius Keys. They all performed at Joey's show in Columbus.
Yeah.
His Zoom to Your Passions tour.
Right. And I'm about to zoom to this question. When you asked me in the car, talking about, "Oh, are you homesick yet?" And I'm like, "Nah, I ain't homesick." And I said, "If I was, you know, I do things to take my mind off it, you know, like play the game or take Max on a walk and this and that." As soon as I get home, you talking about, yeah, you know what just came across my mind? When I asked you if you were homesick and you said what you would do to take your mind off of it, you didn't mention me first at all." End quote. I'm thinking to myself, is you serious?
That's true. That was... That okay.
Where did that come from?
So in that moment, that was me again feeling the strain of not spending as much time. And so that was me being a little overly sensitive. But we talked about it. That's the thing. A big part of being patient and a big part of communication and the balance of power, because we are two very strong personality types. I think that a big part of that is being like, okay, I can see that I was overly emotional. And I was, because I was really feeling like I wanted to articulate to you. And that's another thing, too, though. Let's flip this, because
no, let's finish
sides.
It, then
no, hold
flip
on.
It.
This is the finish. You got to flip it to finish it, because you got to look at it from both sides. But from...
No, I think you stopped on the I thought and said, "Oh, this is an opportunity for me to go ahead and tell my side instead of actually finishing
So I agree that I was over emotional on that point that you just made. However, another big part of communication, effective communication, hearing your significant other and working towards a healthy relationship, you know, keeping your relationship healthy, is that you have to understand that there is always a flip side to it. So the flip side to this situation is that Nate also has to do the work to understand that there is a little selfishness that takes place within his, on his part. And so that's what was making me feel a little bit emotional, or like just missing him, was the fact that I'm like, I explained to him how I felt like it's a little selfish at times, sometimes the way things pan out and unfold, and that I just need a little bit more effort.
Selfish on who's end?
Yours.
How's it selfish on my, well, on my end, am I being selfish
then
about?
We had this conversation on the phone.
Well, we talking about it on Baycast.
Well, I think that for men, I'm just speaking from a man-woman perspective, because that's the relationship I know. So this is not saying all men are like this or all women are like this. But I think for men, from what I've experienced, it is 100% understandable of you wanting your personal space. And another thing is I take my personal space. So it's not that I don't understand the value of personal space, but the things that he mentioned earlier about his schedule and why the times are how they are, where it's like we are spending less time, but it's explainable. Knowing that your schedule constrains so much of the time that we could spend together, we're not saying we would spend all of that time together if you had extra time, but maybe instead of spending the 2-ish days, because it's like I said, we see each other towards the end of the day, but instead of spending those 2 nights together, maybe we would have 3 nights together and you would have 4 nights to yourself. But I say all that to say, the selfish part is like when we are together, taking that initiative to make me feel like being more like, what word did I tell you were? You weren't affectionate.
Being more affectionate. It sounds like you're about to be like saying a point, but then you're about to go back to another
point. Being more affectionate when we are in each other's presence would be a way of you showing that you're not necessarily selfish. Not saying you're intentionally being selfish, but you're getting a need fulfilled or needs fulfilled by taking the personal time that you voice that you need, and me understanding that, being like, okay, he has to work on music, he has to work on videography, he has to take his personal time just to relax, you know, do all the things you want to do, and then we spend our time that we spend together. You also have to be like, okay, what does Shonda need? Shonda might need a little more affection to juice her up, to fuel her up, to have a great
you really gonna use that word? Yes, juice her up. Yes,
to juice her up and to make sure she's fueled for her week. That's all I was saying.
I don't think that falls in the category of me being selfish. I just think that falls in the category of me being aware, more emotionally aware.
Yeah, so you
to your needs. I don't think that's me being selfish.
But you're saying you have to be more emotionally aware of my needs, which means you're not currently, which means there's a little selfishness in there.
No, that just means I was ignorant. That don't mean I'm okay, selfish. Okay, well, if
that's a better word for you.
me being selfish would be like
intentional.
Yeah. That's not being selfish. I just didn't know no better.
Chauvinistic.
Ain't no damn such thing. Chauvinistic.
A male chauvinist? You never heard of that?
No. You always talk like about some macho shit I never heard. Chauvinistic. Chauvinistic. What the fuck is
chauvinistic.
That?
Chauvinistic.
What?
That means a man who is very macho and very rugged and doesn't really have, is not in tune with like feminine desires.
You're pretty much saying a douche.
Yeah.
I'm not a douche. You're chauvinistic. Hey, pass me that chauvinistic over there.
I love how your eye twitched when I said that. And you ain't even know what it meant. I thought it twitched because you was salty. I called you that.
I know you ain't talking about eye twitches. If y'all saw how she laughed. Sally, you try to get some plastic out your throat.
Oh my God, y'all. But I will say all of this to say that at the end of the day, y'all, we are good. Baycast is still going strong.
So I've been trying to say.
We have definitely still kept that youthfulness of our relationship. Don't start. relationship, and that just that we both we've kept that care for each other. So like I said, whenever I bring up conversations, and even if Nate doesn't want to hear it, like if he knows that it's going to be a couple hours long of a conversation, he'll still get himself prepped and ready to go to tackle anything I have to say.
That's what these Millers is here for.
But yeah, so the things that I would say other than just hearing your significant other out would be, and not just conversation, just to listen, but to also respond. Nate, you got anything as far as like any advice? Advice on any pointers for like people who are in a relationship who may experience turbulence and maybe on like different levels of communication where one person feels one way, the other one feels a different one?
You got it this out. One of them just need to get the hell over it. I'm just playing. I'm just talking shit. I'm just talking shit. I know. I'm talking shit. Mm-hmm. Down.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Oh, you know, hey, it's feeling left out, doesn't it? I was like, no, you can definitely edit this.
Nope.
You ain't?
Nope.
All right, I'm gonna break your computer. But now, man, I say for me, being patient, definitely being patient, because knowing that you were feeling a certain way, I'm like, all right, she's gonna feel this way. Just gotta weather the storm. You know how them days is. You know, you see it's rain, and you just wanna be like, man, when the sun gonna shine? And then eventually the sun gonna shine, and then you enjoy it, and you just keep hoping for a better day in the forecast. You know,
you say like we be having like a rainy week.
Nah, it'd be a rainy week, but now we be having them conversations. I'm like, oh, here we go. I gotta put my thinking cap on. I gotta listen. Or ears on. I gotta put my listening ears on. And I just gotta let you talk. Just gotta let you talk. Get whatever you say out. Even if you be all over the place, I gotta let you get what you say out so that you actually get it out and get it off your chest. So that way, all right, I can reciprocate. I can listen. I can take that in, and all right, adjust. Yeah.
And I think something you do well too is like, after we have those type of conversations, you do, the next time I see you, you're more affectionate. You say sweet things and you smile more. Yes. But all right, y'all, that's all I got.
Yeah, that's all you got. Now, hear from me on the other side of Baycast. I've been chilling. I've been good. I thought we been good. Max is an asshole. He getting bigger.
Max is such a baby. I love him.
He sleep right now. But nah, when I told Shonda about, you know, hey, you know, having space and all that, that's because I wanted to put more effort into putting
content, music.
Shoot. Trying to work on other projects,
and I 100% understood that you have
that
to
you
give
telling
me
that
credit.
I should do.
You have, right? That's what I'm about to say. You have to give me my credit too, because again, that's you being polarizing in these conversations. But I have been telling you that you need to put out more content. You know, I've been encouraging you to be creative, and also you saying you needed time. I didn't say know or throw a fit. I just had to deal with it how I dealt with it, because me feeling a way about not seeing you as much doesn't mean that I'm feeling like you're wrong or that what we're doing is wrong. It's just a emotional feeling as far as being a woman and wanting to lay up under your man whenever you want to.
But have you ever thought about that emotion that you pulling out, how that could affect like me in a way?
But what I would say to that response is that you have to choose what you want, though. So you asked for more time, and of course I'm 100% gonna not combat that, because that's what you need. And also, like I was telling my mom, us taking this time, it also helps me, even though it's not necessarily ideal. It wasn't at first. When we're spending this time apart, I'm pushing myself to go harder and to do more than what I'm already doing. Like, I'm pushing myself to be like, okay, Shonda, you got to work on your website. You got to work on this logo you got to do. You got to work on this proposal you got to write up. So I'm doing all of that in that time as well. So I understand the benefit of the alone time or the personal time to get work done. having that, you have to just deal with the emotions that come with it. Like, we have to talk about it. We have to work through it, because I'm not going to be able to just turn those emotions off, because I'm not going to numb myself to what I'm feeling, because that's not going to benefit our relationship.
I ain't numbing. I'm just saying, like, I just know how to channel. That's the difference. I think I know how to channel.
I think we just have different experiences. I think we both have, we have different personalities in some senses. We have different needs and wants. I think for you, you do enjoy being in a relationship and having a girlfriend, but you also enjoy, you are, like I said, you're a lone wolf. And for me, I am a loner in every other aspect of my life, like when it comes to me, but when it comes to me being in a relationship, the relationship is usually the most regular relationship, as far as, like, if you look at the friendships, if you look at the family members. When I'm in a relationship, I see that person the most frequent, just because I haven't lived at home since I was 18, so I don't see my family unless I go out of my way to go see my family, which I do often with my mom and dad. And then with friends, we're all busy, and at the same time, like, when you're chasing your goals and you're building a business, a lot of times you sacrifice those moments because you have to, those times when I could go kick it with my friends, I'm working, because I'm like, I'd rather sacrifice that time than sacrifice the time with my guy.
That was a lot there that I had to keep up with, but that's that one thing at the end. You had to put the icing on the cake, huh?
Yeah, not to say, I mean, and you know, every woman and man who has friendships and they are in a relationship, they will sacrifice, usually they sacrifice hanging out with their friends for their relationship, but you also do prioritize friend time, because you have to make sure that you're not just only in, like, stuck in your relationship. You have to, both people have to explore and push themselves outside of the box and the comfort zone to benefit the relationship.
So my question to whoever's listening would be like, all right, what's the longest you've gone without seeing your significant other? And do y'all have to see each other on an everyday basis?
Which, for the record, I've never wanted it to be an everyday basis. Let's just get that clear.
I personally feel like, since I moved up here, we can spend more time,
like,
together.
I said, like, 3 days out of the week.
That's
I
more
don't
time.
Want you up okay. under me.
I don't want you up under me either, but at the same time, you can't deny the fact that, okay, when I was in Dayton, you said we spent 2 whole days together. Mm-hmm. Now you say 3. Is that not spending more time?
No, because I'm saying 3, but if you think about our schedules, we wouldn't be able to spend, I'm not saying 3 whole days. I'm saying, what, from 8 to 11 or from, yeah, from 8 to 11, because that's the only time we can spend together unless it's your off day. Then it would be like maybe from 6 to 11, because I'm usually asleep by, like, I'm nodding off at 11:30 when we watching Gotham.
Yeah.
Another thing that you guys know that we've done and we've spoken about is that we watch Netflix together, and our new show that we've been binging,
that I've been watching and having to keep her updated on since your head has been on my shoulder, which I gotta get checked out now.
We've been watching Gotham, y'all, and I highly recommend it. We're on season 4 now, but I really love the writing, and I think that it's very, I love the comedic gestures
you don't
that
like
the
gore.
Actors have. I don't like the gore at all, but the comedic reference is freaking hilarious. But all right, y'all, we ain't going to hold you, because I got to edit this mug.
Oh, somebody got to go to sleep.
It was real, though. I'm glad that we got to do this, and I'm glad that you guys have still continued to tune in. So hopefully you enjoy this episode.
Yup.
Peace.
Love.
Bay.
Bay cast. We still doing that?
Bay cast.